Love Talk Radio.
Caught in a fantasy, lonely like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Feeling this catastrophe, but she knows she can fly away. Oh, she's got both feet on the ground and she's burning it down. Oh,
welcome. It's the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you. Networking on the radio, the internet most powerful radio show on the planet. We give it to you straight talk, no chaser. It's information that's really good to know and empower your business and your life. On our newsmaker line, we have a special guest, Ms. Chris Bridges. Before we bring her up, I want to talk about the upcoming event, the milestone of Be There Magazine, from Russell's News to Be There Magazine, July 22nd. You don't want to miss this one. It's going to be a big one. We are celebrating 35 years of publishing. This is truly an event to be at. It's going to be the networking event that you really can't imagine, bringing back everybody from years ago, Dick Gregory, Willie Jolly, all the Russell's Angels, all the businesses. We're going to be doing the Icon Honors Awards, people who are icons in this town who have contributed to the metropolitan area, the DMV, to the point where it's sometimes unrecognizable, but we're going to recognize them on July 22nd at the Knights of Columbus. Go to www.betheremagazine.com. We still have some discount tickets at $35 the same year that we're celebrating. The ticket's going to be $45 and $55. There's no ticket door, but I would suggest you get tickets now. Chris, are you on the line? Go ahead.
I am. Good morning, Russell. How are you?
I'm doing simply marvelous. It's a pleasure and an honor to have you on our newsmaker line. You are an extraordinary, phenomenal woman, and I just want to commend you on everything that you're doing as far as the business, as far as the credit, but also just your tenacity to be an entrepreneur and a vision that people don't see. First off, tell us the name of your business and what you do.
Well, my company is Credit with Chris. That is the name. You'll find us everywhere on the internet. Again, Credit with Chris. And my name, Chris, is short for Christiana, so it's spelled C-H-R-I-S. And for those of you who watch TV or listen to music, my name is the same as Ludacris. So, and I noticed that over the last several years, now that he's gotten into acting, he goes by Chris Bridges and not Ludacris. But you'll find me out there. So, Russell, thank you so much again for the opportunity. Thank you so much. I loved the beginning music that you had on. This girl is on fire. I was like, examine over here before you actually unmuted me. And it's just really just an honor to be here to continue to be able to share about my work and what I do. And I'm really, every day I wake up, I'm just excited to be able to change a life. And I often tell people, you know, even if you take one thing that I say, whether it's on radio, television, speaking, wherever I am in a book, if you say, take one tip and apply it, and it could change your life, you just got me closer to fulfilling my mission. And so I appreciate this platform and the opportunity to share.
When it comes to credit, Chris, why, just give me your opinion, why is it such a challenge for African Americans? I mean, we don't get the education when we're young. We get the credit like everybody else, but then we seem to be known for having bad credit. What is the difference between our youth for us when we're coming up. I mean, my mother didn't know about credit to the point where she was educating me on it. And when I got credit, as a young man, I thought my credit card was like a license to just have a good time. You know, I remember I got my first credit card. I thought, well, you know, I can do anything I want. I mean, you mean tell me? Uh-huh. I mean, first off, I mean, I was a young whippersnapper in the Air Force, and I'm 18 years old. And somebody gives me a MasterCard credit card, something you saw on TV, and you say they gave it to me. They must have fell out and bumped their head, you know, because I'm going to go out and just buy like I'm going to go crazy. Nobody sits you down until you go through the credit aspect of having credit, losing. And credit scores wasn't prevalent like it was back in the 60s like it is today. People didn't know about credit scores.
Right.
But give me your opinion on why we're not educated, because it's 2016 and it's still not the biggest thing in our community as far as good credit.
Well, let me just first say, because bad credit or challenged credit or yours or the lack of knowledge is not just prominent in the African American community. So because credit is not prejudice in any way, shape, or form. We're just numbers on a piece of paper. So the problem is not that it affects us or that it's just something that happens in our community. The problem is, we don't get the information and the knowledge, right? Because anybody can have a challenged credit issue. I mean, I have clients that look like me, clients that look nothing like me, clients that are in, make a whole lot more money than I do, and clients that make a lot less than I do. So it's all across the spectrum. Credit has no respect of persons. But sometimes, would we let our pride get in the way? And you know that oftentimes we talk about the different generations and how we want things instantly. We want it now. We're not also in our community in some respects, unfortunately, because we don't have that information can't get passed down, right? So that generational knowledge, like generational wealth, tends not to be passed down because nobody gets it. You got to start someplace and then you got to share it, right? If you don't start someplace, you can't share it. So it's real clear to know, though, that credit itself has no respect of persons. You know what I mean? It doesn't matter. If you miss a payment, I don't care what color you are or what house you live in, it's going to negatively affect your credit score. Now, you're right, Russell, in that, some of the guidelines for credit over the years, some have at some point, things were a little bit more relaxed, and then things tightened up, and that all depends on that flows right along with the economics of what's going on in this country. And so, banks that are a little bit more comfortable to lend, they've done that, and we've seen that. And then we've seen on the other side what's happened when they've given it to people who either could not really financially afford it, or like what you just described, it happened to you personally. You got credit at a young age. You didn't know what to do with it. You figured it was just a license to go out and shop, right? So things like that have happened. I think one of the things that stops people or one of the things that we've found that is so prevalent is we don't seek out the information. So that knowledge is important. And then we've got that pride, Russell, that pride thing that is a problem in a lot of areas for us, but it's definitely a problem in the African-American community because we don't want to say we have a problem. So, and we want to look like everything is good. We'll spend money on shoes. We'll spend money on purses. God knows the billions of dollars that we put on our top of our heads. So we look good on the outside, but the inside, the root issue, especially from the financial perspective, is all jacked up, and we don't really want to say, hey, I have a problem. Instead, we just kind of keep it moving, and we keep, keeping that facade on the outside. And if it's not us, we know somebody, right? So it's not, I'm not speaking about everybody. I'm just saying in general, from a money perspective, money passes through our hands I mean, it barely even touches it. It goes, if you think about it, you know, we get paid, it's gone. You know, whether it's in that bank account, it's back out the next day or that day over shopping or we're doing whatever, you know. Whereas in other communities, just comparatively speaking, money rotates in that community, whether it stays in the household or it stays in a business in that community. And in ours, we just haven't gotten it. I believe and I'm hopeful that we will, but we just haven't gotten that yet. So it's all of those things.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, I want you to touch upon how credit can hurt you if you don't know. If you do have what they call a low credit score, what can it really do to you or to your life? We'll be right back with the one and only Chris Bridges. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you networking on the radio. She's on fire. She is a credit guru. She understands credit. How many people do you know about credit? When you learn credit and you know credit and you have someone like Chris Bridges, you need to get on board with her. She's going to give out her name, her phone number, and everything in just a bit, her website. But we want to talk about how credit can hurt you. Give us that aspect, Chris.
Wow. Well, and we're talking about, you know, when we have challenged credit or a lower score. So first of all, it denies us access. What credit does is it opens up an opportunity for us to leverage, really building our wealth or leverage getting something, borrowing somebody else's money. And so if we are not credit worthy, if we're high risk and our scores are low, then it blocks access. We can't even get to the table. We can't even talk about it. You know, now what if we get through the door? So maybe our credit is high enough that we can have a conversation. So maybe we're talking about, for instance, buying a home. You're right there. You're just able to buy the house, but the score is still low. Well, then we might have access. We might get an invitation to the table to talk, but we're going to pay more for it. So, you know, you and your next-door neighbor bought the same house. The contract price is the same, but your mortgage is higher. Not because you have your, you know, where you live and the taxes, but because of your score. So even when we get something, we may be paying more for that money, borrowing access to that money. And then, Russell, I don't think a lot of people realize even employment, 50% or more of employers are actually checking your credit. And so, you know, maybe we can't even get the house because we don't have gainful employment. And it's not just for secret clearance and you know, jobs in financial industries. We tend to think that. But this could be a mailroom clerk for a company that does outsourcing placement. So it doesn't matter the type of job now. We're seeing more and more employers are checking to see how fiscally responsible are we. And then I talked about homeowners insurance, and most people also don't know this, Russell, that 30% of your premium on your car and rental or homeowners policy is predicated on your credit score. And a lot of times the insurance agents aren't necessarily telling you that. They don't really understand that either. They just know whatever comes back when they're doing the quote for the premium. But it does matter, not just where you live, what you drive, but what your credit looks like. And then,
wow.
You know, the one thing – Yeah, and we don't talk about that. That's what I'm saying. We don't talk about that. And then the biggest thing, and people will relate to this, you know, if for some reason you've got a lower challenge score, you don't have a credit card, not a debit card attached to your bank, but a credit card that you could pay on, through revolving, then how inconvenient is it for you to rent a car or get to a hotel? So also the lack of available through credit is makes your life or could make your life very inconvenient. You know, you could have $1 million in the bank, but you won't go down to Enterprise and rent a car without either putting some money down as a holder or having to, you know, without a credit card because you just can't do it. So it makes life very inconvenient. You're talking about having to get money orders and certified checks and all that to pay for things that won't accept cash. So it really impacts us all across different areas of how we live our lives. But I think the most important is how your name is evaluated. You know, when people look at your credit, they're looking at your name. They're looking at, you know, how much that name is worth. They're looking at that. And so in a lot of cases, you know, just being able to get, like I said, approved for something is all predicated on credit. Now, Russell, credit doesn't define who we are. It doesn't mean we're bad people because we have a low credit score. It could mean that life has happened. And if I had time on this show, I could tell you all about my life. You know, life happens to all of us. So I don't want anyone who is listening to this broadcast to think, oh, you know, it's over for me. I won't have a chance. You know, everybody around me has bad credit, and oh, she said life is over. That is so far from the truth. What I want to empower people and really encourage people to know is that no matter where your credit score is, there is an opportunity for you to improve it, but you got to start somewhere. You know, the beautiful thing about the credit system is that it gives you a chance once you understand what to do. It's like playing a game. Once you know how the rules are played and you know how to play the game, you can get yourself back on track. But if you don't do anything, then it won't do anything. And so, you know, it's something that you got to understand and be excited about that you can improve your credit if you take action. And now have to live, you know, under kind of that umbrella of the things that we just talked about.
I like what you said. If you don't do anything, then it won't do anything. Give us the name of your company, your website, and how to get in touch with you.
Fantastic. So, again, my company is called Credit with Chris. My name is Chris Bridges. Chris starts with a C, C-H-R-I-S. You could go on out there on all the internet websites, creditwithchris.com. Social media is all Credit with Chris as well. And if you're somebody who doesn't have access for whatever reason, or maybe you're out and about and you can't get to the internet, you can also give us a call at 877-896-2831. That's 877-896-2831. You can get straight to me at extension 101. Now, one thing I will say, Russell, that we've made it available for everybody because my mission is to impact generations. I can't get to generations if I don't talk to folks. So we've made it possible for everyone to connect in with me and get a no-cost, no-obligation assessment. And that's simply an opportunity for me to just talk with you and find out what's your pain point. I want to know that. What's the pain point? What's stopping you from reaching your goal? And then helping to define or create a path to get you there. So if anyone's listening and you want to have a one-on-one conversation, maybe you're not comfortable calling in, I've been doing this for a long time, I kind of know my folk, then you could always get in touch with us. And simply go on over to the website, creditwithchris.com, and you can register for your own personal assessment right there on the website. But thank you so much for giving me that opportunity to share.
Well, you are excellent, excellent what you do. I can hear it in your voice, the passion. And that knowledge is such, it's expertise. You can hear it. You talk well. You express the aspect of your business extremely well. I am so excited that you're on our Newsmaker line. The people that are going to hear this and are listening to it right now is going to benefit themselves. I'm looking forward to you coming to the 35th anniversary. I want people to see you up close and personal. I want you to understand that people need what you have. It's all about having a business, but sometimes people have businesses and nobody needs the business, and they go out of business. Your business is always going to have a need, and nobody gets by. Credit is something that people will always have to have, and will always need some kind of information on how it works or how to improve it, or if they're getting a bond. What's your opinion of Chapter 11 or bankruptcy versus credit? Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Wow, what a great question. Just hit the right out the ballpark. Well, Chapter 11 is bankruptcy, and that's Chapter 11 is typically for businesses. So I know you've got business owners that, you know, follow and listening to this broadcast. And so Chapter 11, if you are filing bankruptcy for your business. So let's also talk about the other two that are more common, especially for us as consumers or individuals, personal. And that's Chapter 7 as well as a Chapter 13. And I don't even know if you know this, Russell, but the last book I wrote is called Credit in Bankruptcy, Rebuilding After the Financial Storm. And one day I was, you know, talking with someone who we discussed bankruptcy as a strategy, and she was surprised that I would say that. You know, as a credit expert, I look at all different strategies to help you reach your goals. And sometimes bankruptcy is the absolute best. I mean, it is our right. It is the law that we can exercise in order to get a fresh start from financials. This is by far the area that I have found in, we were talking earlier about our community, that we put this level of shame and guilt. And so, of course, we don't discuss it around bankruptcy. And I have been in rooms where people, when one person was bold enough to say, oh, I filed, and then you have all these other people chiming in, but everyone was waiting for someone to admit it, like it was the plague or something. And in fact, bankruptcy is, again, our legal right to get out of debt. Now, I tell folks, look, don't file, don't go shopping over a weekend, buy all kind of stuff, and then decide on Monday I'm just going to file bankruptcy because I don't want to pay it. Now, we're talking about a character or an integrity issue there. But for everyone else who has found themselves in a jam, whether they've lost income somehow, a death of a loved one that was contributing to the household, a death of a job, you know, we got laid off. I've been there. My husband was laid off. Made over $200,000 and then just didn't have a job. So I've been there. I understand. Or whether we just made decisions because we didn't know any better. And we found ourselves, you know, in a bind where we just could not financially succeed. That's where bankruptcy is definitely something that should be considered. You know, Russell, people don't even realize we're in a political, right in the middle of it right now, this whole political scene. And, you know, we have a candidate that help us all, but that, you know, is getting points or whatever, getting votes right now. And he and his company has filed bankruptcy multiple times. And when we think of his name, you know, we think of him, we think of powerful, we think of strong, we think of smart, brilliant in some cases. We never think shameful, you know, how, oh, that's a terrible thing. He failed. You know, how could he do that? We don't think those things. But yet when we file bankruptcy, that's that shade we put over ourselves, and it just amazes me. So I'm trying to set that stuff free, too, and get folks out of that bondage. So bankruptcy itself is, again, for Chapter 7, that's when basically all of your personal debt can be discharged if you qualify. You also can't just wake up and do that. You have to qualify to file a 7 because you're basically getting all of your debt discharged. I mean, discharged. Gone, bye-bye, never to be paid again. Chapter 13 is where you're taking that debt and you're reallocating, or you're basically doing a settlement. So it's kind of like you're doing your own outside settlements. You're just doing it through a trustee. So they're taking a lower amount. Your creditors will take a lower amount, and you will pay on it over a course of a period, maybe 3 to 5 years. That's a 13. So 7, totally gone. 13, you're making the payments, just a reduced amount. And then 11, again, is bankruptcy for businesses. But here's a good thing, Russell, if I got time to share this good news. If you have filed bankruptcy and that bankruptcy has been discharged, meaning you're on the other side, you've done it, you did it, congratulate yourself, you made it through. Now it's time for you to get back out there. And I think that's an area that people really scratch their heads, like, I don't get it. I just got out of debt, and you're telling me to get back in debt. That's exactly what I'm telling you to do. I'm telling you to now, but get back in debt with a different set of information and with a strategy. But because when you file bankruptcy from a credit perspective, it is giving you a fresh start, literally. You know, right after a bankruptcy, 3 to 6 months, you can build your score higher than you probably have ever seen if you've been struggling prior to the bankruptcy. But the only way for you to do that is to get back out there and to get something opened. You've got to get back out and say, okay, I learned from that. I've got a second chance. Now I'm going to do better because I know better. And when you enter back into that world, and I don't mean you got to buy cars and houses and open up every credit card from every store. No, no, no. That's what we learned from, right? We're doing better this time. So we're going to get back out, and we may just get one credit card. That's all. And I'll tell people exactly how to do that. But we might get ourselves into a small amount of debt, and we build ourselves, and we're paying that, we're managing that well. And you will see, Russell, your credit score jump right back up after a bankruptcy. So when people understand that, they're not as afraid, right, to make this decision, because bankruptcy is not a bad word. It is something that we can use as a financial strategy to get ourselves back on top.
Well, this has been an excellent, excellent, excellent interview. Give us your number again and your website. We're going to close this out. You are an exceptional woman, Chris. I'm so happy that you are a Black Card holder. I'm so happy that you're going to be involved with the magazine and also the events. We're looking forward to seeing you up close and personal. Give us your closing statements.
Thank you so much. I'm looking forward to it, too. Hey, listen, this is what I want everybody to know. You cannot change yesterday, but you can change your tomorrow based on the decisions you make today. Make good decisions, you guys. Hey, listen, my name again is Chris Bridges. My company is Credit with Chris. Run on over there to the website. Set up some personal time so I can talk to you. I want to pour into you and find out how we can build a path to your success. Again, Russell, thank you so much for allowing me to be on with you, and I'm looking forward to seeing you next month.
Excellent. This is the Russell Price Morning Show. It's all about you.